The Justice Department announced charges today against a North Korean man for his alleged role in a string of cyber attacks in the last few years. Perhaps the most notable of those attacks is the one on Sony Pictures back in 2014. NPR Justice reporter Ryan Lucas is following this and joins us now with more. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
First, tell us about the suspect.
Well, he's a 34-year-old North Korean computer programmer named Park Jin-hyuk. The Justice Department unsealed a criminal complaint against him today. It accuses him of being part of this hacking conspiracy that had a global scale and was carried out, according to the Justice Department, on behalf of the North Korean government. It says he worked for a front company, but was in fact part of a team of hackers known as the Lazarus Group, and that group carried out cyber attacks against computer networks across the world.
What specific attacks does the Justice Department allege he was involved in?
Well, it's an extensive list. It involves attacks against financial institutions, entertainment companies, and others. But there are three really big attacks worth talking about. One is the Sony Pictures attack in 2014 that you mentioned earlier. That was in retaliation for a movie that the studio was putting out called The Interview. You may remember
it.
Yeah. Comedy about a CIA plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Hackers stole emails from the studio, released those to the public to the great embarrassment of Sony executives. And they also damaged Sony's computer systems.
And the Obama administration blamed North Korea for that, but never actually charged anyone. What else did this hacker allegedly do?
Well, the second is the attempted cyber theft of around $1 billion from Bangladesh Bank. The hackers ultimately were able to make off with a mere $81 million. And then lastly, there's something called the WannaCry ransomware attack. That was in 2017. That was malware that basically hijacked computers, encrypted all the data on them, demanded money from the victims to unlock the computers to give them access back to them. This was an indiscriminate attack. This was a really big deal. It infected hundreds of thousands of computers in about 150 countries. And the British National Health Service in particular and hospitals there were hit particularly hard.
Yeah, that's a really striking track record for one hacker. This is not the first time the Justice Department has brought charges against a state-backed foreign hacker. Is there any indication that it's actually preventing more people from doing this?
That's a really good question. Pak's last known location is North Korea. He's unlikely to face trial in the U.S. at any point in time. And that's been the case with really most of the other charges that the U.S. has brought against alleged state-sponsored hackers. In U.S. officials will acknowledge that, but they say that the government has a long memory. The long arm of U.S. law can sometimes pluck these people from other countries if they travel to the wrong place. But beyond that, experts say that there's also this sense kind of inside the U.S. government that there have to be consequences for these sorts of cyber attacks. There have to be consequences to try to deter them from happening in the future. And also experts and U.S. officials say that, for example, China hated it when the U.S. charged Chinese military officials back in 2014 with hacking and say that the Chinese still complain about that. But it's an open question what exactly consequences are going to look like. But again, this is just one tool in kind of the government's toolbox.
And briefly, do you expect this to have any impact on the effort to negotiate a nuclear deal with North Korea?
Well, there's been no comment so far from North Korea about the charges, but North Korea is very strategic about what they respond to. They may ignore this if they view that that is in their interest, or they may pounce on it and take a swipe at the U.S. But we've had kind of warm words in the past day or so from Kim Jong-un and President Trump, so maybe there will be momentum back in those talks.
NPR's Ryan Lucas, thanks.
Thank you.